Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Nice to see everybody this morning. You're very welcome to our Connect service today. And over the course of this year in Connect, we have been looking at some principles that are really important to us as a church. And so today in our service, we're going to be thinking about the importance of love. Love is a very important thing in the life of our church. And we're going to try and think about how to help each other to grow in love and in compassion and in kindness. So that's the sort of spirit that we want to nurture and to encourage each other to have within the life of our church. Hopefully, on the way in, you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. Most of our regular parish activities are happening again this week after half term. So toddlers are back tomorrow, the BB is back tomorrow. And on Tuesday, the anchors are back in action, pickleball. And on Wednesday, we have the return of our Alpha course on Wednesday evening, Pilates, and our Wednesday morning service. On Thursday, our prayers take place over Zoom at 7 o'clock. And next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock, Holy Communion at 11 with an act of remembrance, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of Compline. Also wanted to flag up in advance, on the 22nd of November, we're hoping to have a special wreath-making workshop taking place here in the hall. And that's at 10:30 on a Saturday morning. Sometimes people like to make Christmas wreaths, and there is a florist who's coming, and the cost for that morning is going to be £30 to £35. That will cover the cost of your wreath, tea and coffee, and festive treats. There is a list at the back of the church. Places are limited on that wreath-making workshop, but you can sign the list that's at the back of the church. It requires a deposit, I think, of £10. And if you'd like to get further information, you could speak to Heather Leckie, Judith Armstrong, or Felicity Clements. But that's a lovely festive morning coming up towards the end of November. But as we come together this morning, we're going to just focus our thoughts and still our hearts. And we're going to just remind ourselves after the busyness of the week and the busyness of getting here that we are in God's presence. And we're going to share a prayer together as we invite him to be with us as we worship him together. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. And as we prepare to do just that and to respond in loving obedience, we're going to sing together our first song, Ancient of Days.
The dread of night
Please take your seats. We're going to pause now for a moment just to recall those times when we've not been the people that God would want us to be, and we're conscious of those things sometimes we've said or done or thought, and we wish that if we were to do them again, we might do them a little bit differently. But as we say sorry to God, we're going to seek his pardon and his forgiveness and seek that opportunity to make a fresh start with him at the center of our lives. So we're going to pray together. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and one another. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, grant to all your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we appreciate and receive God's love and forgiveness into our lives, we're going to sing our second song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Thank you.
Going to invite you to take your seats, and Neil is going to come and bring our Bible reading for today.
The reading is from Colossians 3, beginning at verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since of members of one body you were called in peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Here endeth the reading.
We're going to respond to that reading by singing our next song. And during the singing of this song, the children are going to leave us for Sunday school. But we're going to sing Amazing Love, You Are My King.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken.
Let's stay standing as we declare our faith in God together in the words of our creed. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
And let's sing together the battle and the blessing.
Did not bear the wounds of freedom, or walk the road to Calvary. We did not share your cup of suffering, and yet we share your victory. did not wear that heavy burden. No face to shame and agony. Crown of thorns was placed upon you. Now we are crowned with love.
Lord, we thank you this morning for your great love for us. Help us never to take that love for granted, but to use it as a spur to act as your people in the community in which you have set us. So help us to receive all you want to say to us this morning, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to say welcome to everyone to our Connect service this morning. And I want to say a special word of welcome to those who are tuning in online. I know sometimes people who tune in tell us maybe it's the first time they have done so. Or if this is your first Connect service or you're visiting us today, during the course of this coming year at these Connect services, we're trying to take a look at some of these principles that are really important to us as a church here in St. Finian's. And during September, we looked at hospitality and reaching out to welcome people on the back of our Community Fun Day, when we invited the local community to come and to visit us, and we invited people who were curious about faith to come and to take part in a course called the Alpha Course to explore life's bigger questions together. And then last month in October, we looked at how families and children and young people are really important in the life of our church. And then this month, we're going to look at this topic that sounds so basic that it should almost go without saying. And we're looking at the topic of love and how in the church we're seeking ways of helping each other to grow in love and compassion and kindness. And what we're trying to do in the life of our church is to develop a spirit of generosity that embodies genuine respect for the dignity, the individuality of one another. And also we want to develop a community that's inclusive, that welcomes people in, sometimes people that think very differently to us. And sometimes when we start to do that, it's a little bit more complicated than we anticipate. And in order to explore this topic of love, what I want to do is to initially let you in on a guilty pleasure when it comes to TV viewing. You know, when you watch something on TV and you know it's not all that taxing, it's not very educational, and yet it makes you feel really good when you watch it. For some people here, perhaps it might be The Traitors. There might be a few Traitors fans out there. It might be a cozy mystery like Midsummer Murders. Maybe it's Strictly Come Dancing or The Bake Off or Race Across the World. Well, for us in the rectory, it all comes down to five words. We record it. We sit down on a Friday evening when it's on with the hot chocolate. And despite not having hardly an ounce of creativity between us, it's the Great British Sewing Bee. And if you're unfamiliar with that show, you've got this room full of incredibly diverse people of different ages, and they have to sew, or they have to create three garments per week. There are two judges, and over the course of about 8 or 10 weeks or so, somebody is sent home every week after the three challenges. And I love to see that the creativity, the ability to work under pressure, and the way that they interact with one another and the judges, and those little snippets that you get about their everyday lives away from the competition. So in order to succeed, they've got to be adaptable. They've got to make all sorts of garments for different sizes and shapes and occasions and age groups. And you might be sitting here and wondering, well, what on earth has all that got to do with love in the church? Well, today, as St. Paul lists off a list of virtues about the Christian life in today's Bible reading, which Neil read for us a few moments ago, he says, clothe yourselves with love, which binds all of these virtues together. And I want to be very practical today, and just as none of us would dream of coming out to church today without putting some clothes on, St. Paul urges us to clothe ourselves with love. And of course, it's dead easy to love people who are like ourselves, who share a similar worldview or opinions or aspirations. But the reality of any church community is that we're all quite different. And my first suggestion, as we think about love in the church, is to give to our hearts a posture of love rather than fear or animosity or hatred. And that doesn't always happen automatically. And just as I put on various garments this morning, I need to ask God every day in life as I go out into the world to fill my heart with love through His Holy Spirit. I need His love to help me to forgive those who will hurt me in church. Often they won't intend to, but their thoughtless words or throwaway remarks can leave us feeling hurt or wounded. So let's not forget this posture with our hearts towards love. And just as we put on a shirt or shoes or whatever outfit we have on today, let's not forget to put on love and to ask for God's Spirit to shape our hearts as we approach each day as His people. But let's also ask God that our love would encourage and build up those who are alongside us in God's family, the church. And maybe that's as simple as making simple conversation with those who are going in the door at the same time as us, or those who sit beside us, or those who sit in the same area as us as we come in to church at any given time. Who knows? But those people who are all around us may not, through circumstances, have had much opportunity for conversation in the previous week. Or can we say thank you to those who do stuff that's often hidden each week? Maybe people who lead our praise or who help at an organization or activity that we attend and enjoy. Maybe those who welcome us to church Sunday by Sunday. Or can we take an interest in the lives and families of those who we get to know and pray for them? How can our love as a community encourage and build up those who are alongside us in the church? One of the sad things that I notice about my clothes as I get a bit older, and dare I say it, a bit wider, is that the sizes have had to expand over the years. And I'm never too delighted about that when I go and I discover that I've gone up a size. But I wonder, can we ensure that in the church our love expands to fit bigger and more global situations? That's something that we always try to do at our prayers over Zoom. We always try to encompass a situation in another part of the world. Because when it comes to our love in the church, it's not just about us and our families, but there are global situations of war and poverty and injustice. And as a church, we want our love to be big enough to stretch and to envelop those situations with God's love. From time to time, that might mean special collections and sacrificial giving, as it did last Sunday on Harvest Sunday, to respond to a situation that was devastating and terrible in another part of the world. It might mean praying for those situations, even though they're painful situations to engage with or to think about. They make us feel uncomfortable to reflect upon them. But let's ask God again to help our love within the church to expand, to be generous, and to go beyond ourselves. And let's finally pray too that our love in the church would have the insight to see the needs of our community and to respond to those needs. And sometimes that's about asking for the eyes of Jesus to see what those needs are and how we might respond. Because sometimes we're genuinely not aware
of the needs in our community until we encounter them for ourselves. They might be issues like poverty or loneliness or depression. And often those things are happening behind closed doors. But maybe by asking God to clothe us with love through his Holy Spirit, and by having the courage to engage with people outside the church, in our streets and our workplaces and our schools, there may be groups that we could run or support that might help to bring people together. I think of groups already happening in the church, like toddlers or crafters or friendship groups or pickleball or Pilates. All of them offer a non-threatening opportunity for anybody to simply come across the door and to be loved in a simple way through conversation, through cups of tea, through shared interests. So may the posture of love clothe us, may it bring healing, and may it initiate or inspire a generosity of spirit towards those from whom we differ. Amen. We're going to respond to what we've heard as we're going to learn a new song together this morning, a song called God is for Us. And so our praise group and band are going to sing the first verse and the chorus, then they're going to stop, and then we're going to join in and take it together.
Fear the battle, we won't fear the night. We will walk the valley with you by our side. You will go before us, you will lead the way. We have found a refuge, only you can sustain. Sing with joy now, our God is with us. The Father's love.
You picked it up very quickly. So we're going to start again. We'll just sing it all the way through. Okay. Here we go.
We won't fear the battle. We won't fear the fight. We will walk the battle. For us, you will lead the way. We have found a refuge, only you can sustain. Sing for joy now, our God is with us. The Father's love is a strong and mighty fortress. Raise your voice now, the love is greater. Who can stand? When I turn back, still your love is sure. You
God of love, we pray that you would give us love in our lives, love in our thinking, love in our speaking, love in our doing, and love in the hidden places of our souls. Love for our neighbors, near and far. Love for our friends, old and new. Love for those with whom we find it hard to bear, and love for those who find it hard to bear with us. Love for those with whom we work, and love of those with whom we take our ease. Love in joy, love in sorrow, love in life, and love in death, so that we may come at last to know you, whose name is love. We thank you, Father, that our souls can rest on that love, that we can build our lives securely upon it, a love that always reaches out to us, reassuring us and calling us forward to live better, holier, more complete lives. So as we leave this place today, may we say yes to your love, that our souls might be renewed in hope and strengthened in faith, that our lives more and more would be free from greed and jealousy and open to your grace, that our hearts would be more firmly set to obey your commandments, that our minds would be filled with your gifts of pardon and peace, joy, and above all, love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God, our Father, you have commanded us to love one another and to serve each other's needs. Enable us in our homes and family relationships, where we are most truly ourselves, to be loving and considerate, forbearing and forgiving with one another. Unite us together in your love and guard our shared life by your power from all discord and strife. Make our homes to be places of harmony and hospitality, acceptance and security, rest and laughter. Bless the working, the relaxing, the loving and sharing that happens there, and grant to each of us a warm and welcoming spirit and a gentle, forgiving heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And we come into your presence this morning, loving Father, conscious of all the good things you have done for us in this parish church over the years. The fellowship and sharing you have built up between us, the faith and love you have nurtured among us. May all of us in this parish continue to work wisely and bravely. May we be free from all bitterness, anger, and jealousies, in love putting the needs of others before our own, rejoicing in the success and achievements of others, and sharing in their sorrows, disappointments, and pain. That our fellowship together may be a sign of your compassion, hope, and joy. That your name may be glorified in our worship and witness, and your kingdom extended in our lives and in this community. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God of love, we bring to you now those troubled by anxiety, fear, distress, and regret. Those facing medical tests or coming to terms with the results of such tests. Those beset by pain, sickness, sorrow, bereavement. We continue to remember in our prayers the families and friends of Frank Garvin and Glenn Houston, as we pray also for those injured in the Cambridgeshire stabbing attack. We pray that your love and compassion would reassure and heal all who are sick and comfort those who are in pain or grief. Strengthen the frightened and reassure the anxious. Encourage those who have lost confidence in themselves or hope in the future. Calm those whose lives are in turmoil. We ask, loving Father, that you would draw near to all who are in distress or trauma this morning, that they may know that they are loved by you and by us, that they may know your strength upholding them and your grace empowering them with courage to walk the path of pain and suffering. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
And finally, we ask for God's love to be manifest in each other's lives as we join together in the words Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And as we think about the love that we seek to manifest and to show in our lives, we look to the one who embodies that love in his, as we sing the hymn of our offering, Jesus, Strong and Kind.
if you'd like to take your seats. One of the hard things when we leave church sometimes is when we go out the door, we feel full of love and positivity after having been together. And then you get into your car and somebody cuts you off as you drive down the road. And all of those lovely feelings maybe disappear very quickly. But one of the challenges, I guess, as God's people is that we try to renew those things within us day by day, and even sometimes hour by hour and minute by minute. But as we go out into the world this week, let's try to be God's instruments of love wherever we go. And let's pray this prayer together with a sense of purpose that we want to bring his love and his glory and his peace wherever we go. We pray together. We go out into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we bow our heads for God's blessing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Before we sing our closing hymn, a little reminder that this evening at 7 o'clock our worship continues with a special service of thanksgiving and remembrance for those who have died in the past year. And after that service, we hope to serve a cup of tea and some refreshments for those who come to the service this evening. So if there are people who are able to stay behind for a few minutes after, we're just going to set up the hall for that. And if you can help us with that, we'd be really grateful. We're going to join together to sing our closing song, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Lord, the light of your love is shining.
go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.